We're back. The Neil Haley Show on the Author's Corner segment. And I tell you what, when we're talking about this is one of the biggest topics in the world, but I'm excited to welcome to the program New York Times bestselling author, journalist Howard Bloom, author of In the Enemy's House. Howard, thanks for calling. And I'm sure your phone is ringing off the hook because of what's happening now, talking about Russian spies and the election still. You can't stop talking about it with different people, right?
You're right. The timing is propitious. You know, I set out to write a Cold War spy story about a secret program we had at a place called Arlington Hall, a former girls' finishing school, where we were reading the Russians' codes, and suddenly I'm caught up in a spy drama that's happening today that we're all caught up in, and I've been doing reporting on that for Vanity Fair. So I was writing, really, these two stories simultaneously, and one informed the other, and I had to come to the conclusion that the past is never past. My 1950s spy drama is influencing what was happening today.
So, Howard, how is it? What's happening today? I mean, remember the 50s. I mean, again, I have an undergrad in history, and we all know specifically the spying that was going on, and they were infiltrating our country and all this. What is leading to Russians doing spying again? I'm sure we already know it's probably Putin, right? And so this is the process that we're going back to the days of the Soviet Union, right, in certain aspects.
Yes. The Russian intelligence service has never stopped seeing the United States as the enemy. We were caught unprepared, unawares in the 1950s when they stole our atomic secrets. We're caught unawares today when they tried to play fast and loose with our elections. What's making it so problematic and so disturbing today is we don't seem to have a unified response. The president is sort of shrugging this off. He's not admitting that we were attacked. At least back in the 50s, the heroes of my book, Lamphere and Gardner, the FBI agent and the codebreaker, went forward to try to track down the Russian spies and were able to lead a detective hunt all the way to the Rosenbergs to get the guilty people. Today, there just seems to be apathy. Even when Congress passes sanctions against Russia, the Trump administration is reluctant, for some reason, to enforce them.
And so you're saying that somehow the Trump administration doesn't really want to enforce this. And what do you think the reasoning why?
Well,
go ahead.
It's clear that they don't want to enforce them. They have not enforced them. And why they're doing it, that's the big question. For some reason, as the president said, he's talked to Putin, and Putin told him there wasn't an intervention in the last election. He said, I believe him. At the same time, the special counsel is going step by step by step to build his case, and we'll see how far he gets. If now maybe it's Robert Mueller, who's acting like the heroes of my book, Meredith Gardner and Bob Lamphere, as he builds his case. It's 70 years later, but it's still another detective story trying to track down what the Russians have done to subvert America.
Absolutely. And so, Howard, predictions really quickly, and then we could figure out how we're going to approach your books. I know you're just banging out interviews left and right. Tell us what you think is going to happen with this whole investigation. Do you think that the Trump administration is going to be in a lot of trouble, or you think it's still not enough evidence?
Well, let me tell you a small story. When I was a New York Times reporter, I wrote about the John Gotti case. And why that's relevant is that Mueller was the Justice Department official in charge of the organized crime prosecution of John Gotti. Mueller made a deal back then with Sammy the Bull, who had killed 12 people. He gave Sammy the Bull a deal that gave Sammy immunity after 12 murders. He's going to cut a lot of deals to try to get to the top of this. He's going to get Manafort. He's going to get Flynn. He's going to get Carter Page. He's going to get Papadopoulos. And then we're going to see what they have to say. I think the nation is in store for a rocky ride in the months ahead.
Oh, my gosh, Howard. This is just very tough for sure, and we'll see what happens. And if the Trump administration will survive by the next time if he reruns for president, right, for re-election.
Well, let's see if he's around to run for president again. I mean, the real question is, Trump says he's drawing a line in the sand when they start looking at his financial dealings. Well, I can guarantee you that Mueller is looking at those financial dealings. He's going to find out about loans through the Deutsche Bank to the Trump Organization. Was that Russian money or not, is going to look at quid pro quos, and we'll see, the nation will see what he comes up with. And it's important that he come up with this, that we get the facts. You know, in the 1950s, when the Cold War splashed, I write about all these cries about witch hunts, we had all the incontrovertible evidence, these codes that had been broken. We had an arsenal of smoking guns that we could have cleared the air. Let's hope Mueller provides the evidence, because, you know, witches don't exist, but facts do. And the way you put an end to a witch hunt is by driving the stake of facts into the heart of the matter. And let's hope the facts get out there.
All right, so your book's available in all finer bookstores. Any place we can find information on you, Howard? Where's the best place we can connect with you?
Well, I have a website, howardblum.com. The book's at Amazon, independent bookstores. It's selling well all across America. It's been out just about 5 days, and it's very gratifying, the reception it's getting.
All right, Howard, thanks for calling. Best of luck, and best of luck with the book and all your other ventures. Take care.
Thank you. Good to speak with you.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.